Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the show and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Finishing up my first week post-vacation, and I'm not going to lie to you, I had no juice this week.
You were worthless.
Zero juice this week. I will be better next week, I promise. You know, proud of it was, Low-T's been out of town. He's in D.C. with Erickson, so he usually lights a fire under my tush, and he wasn't there this week, but he'll be back next week. In studio tonight, though, Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show, my traffic compadre and associate producer of the Herman Cain Show, Ashley Frasca, executive producer and WSB sports director, Jay Black. First off, thank you for coming in, guys. I want to give folks a heads up. The second hour of the show tonight will be a replay of yesterday's first hour. Yesterday, of course, the 40th anniversary of Captain Herb leaving us, and got great reaction of from yesterday's show. So we're going to replay the second hour tonight. 8 o'clock, we'll replay last night's show. But that's why I wanted to bring you guys in here, because I didn't get a chance. You guys were both in bed by the time I hit the air last night. And you guys both had great relationships with Captain Herb. So I wanted to bring Ashley and Jay in. I'll start with you, Ashley, because you sound sweeter than Jay.
That's true.
First of all, can you believe it's been 4 years since we lost
Captain? It doesn't really seem like that way at all. I mean, the Saturday that he passed away and all of us receiving the news, and then that Sunday, you know, going to see Karen out in Douglasville, that all feels still so fresh, you know, like it just happened.
I remember being in her kitchen, and all the, you know, of course, everyone brings food over, and I mean, it literally, it's still fresh in my memory, and I still think that I'm still in denial. I said last night, I'm still in denial. Like, I still expect him to bust into the newsroom any minute now. Captain Herb, what did he mean to you? And give me a quick Captain Herb story, if you can.
When I got hired here back in 2009, I was like a part-time board op, working weekends, working overnights. Never expected, I had on-air experience, but never expected to even get that far. And so he was really a huge advocate for me, you know, getting me to realize potential that I had that I wasn't confident enough to really work up to, and just made such a difference with how much I participated with the traffic team. And since his passing, though, I think that's made all of us better people, more charitable people, more caring people, because I've become involved in so many organizations that, like, we all kind of broke off a part of the community service that he did, and each kind of owned, you know, a section of that. So his legacy has definitely made me a better person.
And it's made us better people and better traffic reporters, better radio people. And he had a great eye for talent. He plucked you out of the wilderness. He plucked me out of the wilderness. He didn't pluck Judd Hickenbotham out of the wilderness, though. Judd Hickenbotham joining us late on the Mark Arum
Show. Yes, my doodle.
Judd, who now is the co-anchor of Atlanta's Morning News with Marcy Williams, at one time was a traffic reporter.
I was.
And how did that happen, and why are you no longer a traffic reporter?
I have no idea what happened, how I got out of that. But no, they just asked me if I wanted to be in the traffic center. And I got to tell you, I first met Herb when I was actually a board op before any of that.
Oh, tell that story. Tell that story, please. This is a great story.
Let me first just say that Herb is as sweet a man as I've ever met, but he scared me to death when I first met him. And I was running the board for Allen Vigil Ford 120, and it was right after Earnhardt died. And Senior. So he had this entire setup he wanted to do, and he had his own, you know, little system in the studio where he can play his music. I didn't know this. I was very new to running boards. So he's playing his music as special pieces, and I'm supposed to play music going into a break. So I start to play that music because he's playing his music, and it sounds awful. So we go to break, and he comes in and he says, "Is that you playing that music under my piece?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Don't ever blank and do it again." And he turned around and walked out. And I said, "Did I just get fired? What just happened?"
That's a scary thing.
That was really, really scary.
One of the funny things, we talked about this last night, Andrew Spencer reminded me of this, how Captain Herb used to accuse you of playing pocket billiards in between newscasts, and you didn't know what pocket billiards was.
And I didn't really understand his humor then either. He would call up, and I'd say, you know, WSB traffic, and he'd say, pocket billiards. Click and just hang up. That's all you would say. Like, what was that? No idea.
So you're the only one of the four of us that was actually scared by Herb at one point.
Yeah, I was actually frightened of him, yes. And then later on, he turned out to be a total sweetie. But yes, absolutely.
But you missed your time in the traffic center with Herb
really
and all
do.
Of us.
And you know, and it was everybody, it was just, you guys, and you still had that like kind of community that, you know, just the small close-knit group of people, and I think it's because of him. Everybody kind of rallied around him, and he was the ringleader of everything. It was unbelievable.
You know, it was funny. It was earlier today, Eric Von Hessler was talking to you and I, Mark, and said, y'all are the most normal traffic people I've ever worked with. Like, traffic people in this business, whether it was Rochester or Atlanta, he's like, they're crazy, and y'all are all pretty sane. And I really think, I mean, Herb picked out good people, but kind of kept us
the
normal.
The same people don't last here in the traffic center. They fall by the wayside.
They do. You got to play a little pocket billiards.
Pocket billiards, click. Judd, thanks for coming in on a Friday night.
Not
you're the
problem,
best, buddy.
Not all a problem.
Right. You'll listen to Judd and Marcy on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade. Executive produced by Jay Black, who's also our sports director.
I can't follow up pocket billiards.
Yeah. Well, you've never accused been Herb never
no.
accused you of playing pocket billiards. What was your relationship with Herb like?
It was when you knew you made it to this radio station when he told you you had his respect.
Yeah.
And it was twice. One was the first time he put me on air doing traffic. Of course, you don't know what's going to happen. He just throws you in
exactly.
there. So I was in there with Calandra Quarter and Nancy Plum, and then all of a sudden, Jay Black downtown. Wait, what do I say? What do I say? You say this. 4 seconds. Smooth. And then we were talking about something, and there was another guy that was in the traffic center that couldn't quite keep up to speed.
Yeah,
and
I was getting
frustrated with it, and I was talking to Herb. I said, "Listen, you're a good broadcaster. Don't worry about it." Well, wait, back that up.
You're a good
broadcaster. Yes, okay. And it's like, well, all right, I think we're going to be okay here. It's just you know, good leaders when you have to do everything you can just to keep up.
Yeah,
and we have a bunch of them in this radio station, and Herb was one of them. You can't outwork him. You just cannot outwork him.
And you ran the morning news when Herb was leading traffic.
Yes.
I mean, I talked about this last night. You know, the best traffic reporter ever.
Yeah.
I mean, ever. The Babe Ruth of traffic, the Hank Aaron of traffic. What was it like working with Herb every 6 minutes? You know, what kind of confidence did you have knowing that he'd get the job done for the morning news program?
I didn't have the guts to tell him to reel back on time. So. With this group, I do. But
yeah.
No, if Herb felt he needed the time, I wouldn't reel him back in.
Well, that's
in,
decades of experience of knowing what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. But
probably the craziest day we ever spent in the traffic center was the flood of 2009.
Oh, wow, yes.
And it was destined to happen because both he and Mellish were off.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything like the downtown connector's underwater. All the west side's underwater. And Herb was in North Carolina, scrambling to get back.
Yeah.
It was me and McKay and somebody else who's no longer works here trying to hold. And then Herb just stepped right. Drove back all day from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Stepped right in. I got this, and we're good.
We forget about.
That's
I
an underrated
about flood.
Thing. We've had so many ice storms and things like that. That flood was bizarre.
Were you here yet, Ashley, in 2009?
At the very end of, so I missed the floods.
So I remember that. I-20 was completely underwater. The connector was underwater. And I left my house thinking, because I live on Peachtree Creek, and Peachtree Creek came up to the back door of my house, and I was like, I have to go to work. I'm like, I fully expected to come home with no house anymore. And luckily, it didn't go inside the house. It stopped at the door of my house. But that was a crazy scene. But you're right. Herb, you know, what that reminds me of is knowing that you wanted to work as long as Herb was working.
Yeah.
You know, I might be scheduled to go off at 7 p.m., but if Herb's still
doing... If Herb's going for hour 13, I better do hour 6.
Exactly right.
Well, wasn't he? He was still alive for Snowmageddon, and we all kind of rotated in and out of the traffic center.
Thank
God. And I don't remember that he even took a couple of hours off. Like, I mean, we all rotated, but he stayed.
He took off from 3 to 5 a.m. when we had the Jay Black, Fisher, and Doug Turnbull television extravaganza.
That's right.
That was the 2-hour nap he took. Thank goodness we had him. What was sad was a year after his passing, we didn't have him for the 85 bridge collapse.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to get through it because, you know, Smilin says it all the time. What would Herb do?
Mm-hmm.
What would Herb do here? Herb would do this. All right, let's do it that way then. So you hit the nail on the head, Ashley. His legacy is everlasting, and we will pass that along to the new kids. Alex Williams never worked with Herb, which is crazy to think because Alex is such an integral part of the team now. But we teach him the ways of Captain Herb Emery, yeah. And then he'll teach the next generation long after we're retired.
And it's a simple. The ways of Captain Herb are simple. You just work.
Yeah.
You just work till the job's done.
A few days after his passing, Pete Spriggs, our program director, came into the traffic center, didn't say a word, just put a piece of paper on the wall that said WLHW. And we all had to ask, you know, what does that mean? And he said, work like Herb would. Yeah. And that piece of paper is still on the wall. And a lot of people that come in and out of the traffic center, of course, don't know the acronym. So they ask what it means. But it keeps me motivated. I mean, I do look at it.
So. I don't.
You don't? No, clearly you don't. This week was very difficult for you to transition back from vacation.
Like Herb would get so mad at me before I had my talk show. I worked the split shift for years, and then I started doing TV full time. And so I didn't do the split shift anymore. I would work from, you know, basically 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then noon. And they kept backing it up at 11 because I would... fill in the afternoons or whatever. And Herbert gets so mad at me. He goes, I can't believe you're working a 6-hour day. This is unbelievable.
And now you're the hardest working man in radio.
Well, not true, but almost. I have the weirdest schedule.
Yeah,
I'm here the most hours, but I'm not the hardest working. Oh, man, I miss that. I miss that guy so much. Well, thank you, Jay Black. Thank you, Ashley Frasca, for going down memory lane. I'm sorry I didn't get you on the show last night, but I'm glad I can get you on tonight because... you guys knew Herb and worked with Herb and loved Herb as much as we do. Jay, I'm going to let you go. Ashley, I want you to hang out one more minute. You've got a special project that I am a big fan of, and I want you to tell the Mark Arum Show listeners about. Can you do that?
I can do that.
All right. Ashley Frasca, by the way, finally on Instagram.
Yeah.
You can see her cute puppy and her mug on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
Ashley Frasca, WSB, same as Twitter.
Excellent.
Let there be a social media outlet, and I will join it 3 years later. So, yeah.
Jay Black, still not Instagram.
Not that you know of.
Oh,
whoa, anonymous
he's a lurker.
Instagram.
He's a lurker.
That's our job.
He is on Twitter, though, at Jay Black 2. And great job, by the way, at Augusta National covering the Masters. Jay Black.
Golf club, everybody. Yes.
He is the Jim Nance of radio. And he brought me back egg salad and pimento cheese sandwiches.
Which were amazing.
From Augusta.
How'd the pimento cheese hold up 3 days later?
It was fine.
Well, okay, he was worried because he didn't have them refrigerated in the car on the way back. So we all thought we were going to die. But here we are.
Yeah,
so thank you.
We all made it. All right. God bless Jay Black. All right. Hang tight. Coming right back with Ashley Frasca, Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back, Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. My gal pal, my side piece. No, I can't say side piece.
Sidekick.
My sidekick. That's it.
Yes,
Ashley
that's
Frasca
what you were after.
On the Mark Arum Show. Ashley, we mentioned last segment doing great things in the community like Captain Herb would do. And you're doing something that's really, really cool and very special. And I want you to tell the folks what is going on behind the scenes. What are you doing here?
Well, I was fortunate to be pulled into this project. I'm a former Georgia Bulldog, graduated in 05, as is Jay Black. And Jim Butterworth, who used to be in the state Senate, used to be the director of GEMA.
GEMA head, yeah.
Yeah, he took over the fundraising for Devon Gales, who is the Southern University player that was paralyzed in the Georgia game back in 2015.
In Sanford Stadium.
Yeah, Sanford Stadium. Every Bulldog fan remembers that moment in that game. And so it's been 3 years, and Devon is making great strides. And his family, in the meantime, has decided to move out of Louisiana and to Georgia permanently. So they're looking to build a home in Gwinnett County. They want to stay close to the Shepherd Center, close enough to Metro Atlanta. And I had the opportunity to have him in the radio studio a few days ago. And his family is wonderful. Everything you've seen of them on the news and stories is exactly how they are in person. And Devon's doing great. So the next step for them, it's a huge hurdle. They need about $500,000, half a million, to build a handicap accessible home for Devon. He's got two siblings. His dad has stayed behind in Louisiana, will ultimately, you know, be transferred here to be with the rest of his family. So what we need from Bulldog Nation and WSB Radio listeners, too, is help to build this home. So step one is to get the money.
Yep.
Step two, we'll worry about later, actually building the home. But they're in the process of looking for property. So the campaign is buildfordevon.com.
Buildfordevon.com.
Mm-hmm, okay. Where folks can go and donate, hear about Devon's story, all the really cool things he's gotten to do as an honorary Georgia Bulldog, too. He went to the national championship game with the team and all of that. And there's a text campaign, which you'll hear the radio promos for on WSB. You text the word Devon.
I heard
Devon,
it this morning, yeah.
Yeah, his name, D-E-V-O-N, to the phone number 706-204-1707. So when you text Devon to that phone number, You get an auto reply, and then it sends you to the website, buildfordevon.com.
Build for Devon. That's great that you're doing that. Thanks to you and Colonel Butterworth for doing that. It's buildfordevon.com or text Devon, D-E-V-O-N, to 706-204-1707. Great stuff. And we're going to get Devon on the Mark Arum Show next week.
Yeah, because it's all leading up to the G-Day game, which is April 21st on Saturday in Sanford Stadium. So we're going to have that around the ribbon boards in Sanford Stadium. And hopefully by then, we will have the money to build the Gales family a home.
You're doing great work, Ashley.
Thank you.
Jay Black, you're doing great work.
That's what I do.
You just woke him up.
All right. News, weather, and traffic next. Hang tight. This is the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. And a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum with you till 9 in the p.m. Monday through Friday on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. And in case you didn't know, you can now listen to the show via your Amazon Alexa. Just say, Alexa, tune to WSB. And it also works, I believe, with the Home Fix-It show every weekend. Joining us in studio now, the legendary host of the legendary Home Fix-It show, Diamond Dave Baker. How are you, Dave?
I'm well. You know what I get a kick out of is people who think that when they say, Alexa, turn to White Christmas by Bing Crosby on the radio, that Alexa will do that, when in fact they have to have their Alexa has to be on listening to WSB at that point when you say that. I mean, Alexa's always listening, but she doesn't always hear unless she's listening.
Do you have one of those devices in your home?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Are you freaked out by it, or are you
no,
cool with
it? No, it's great.
Yeah.
And you know, here's an unintended benefit
from
the Alexa. My wife's a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She teaches kindergarten. She has kids who have speech impediments. They have Alexas in the room, and they speak to the Alexa, and if Alexa can't understand them, Alexa will say, I'm sorry, I did not understand what you were asking me, forcing the child to enunciate better, they use it all the time for that.
How about that?
Just for that, they use it all the
time.
Can
they use it in the test? Like, Alexa, what's 9 times 7?
Yeah, like, Alexa, what's the answer number 6?
Exactly. Dave Baker, we were talking about, obviously, yesterday was the 4-year anniversary of Captain Herb passing. We just talked to Ashley and Jay Black about what he meant to them. You worked with Herb longer than any of us.
I worked with Herb for a long time. You want to make me cry now on the radio?
I know, I'm so sorry. What was your relationship like with Herb? Because you've had a number of roles here at WSB Radio.
Herb and I were friends. We were pretty good friends. We knew a lot of. I was with Herb in the old building.
Exactly.
If you want to quantify that, like your listeners know what the old building day was. But we have a lot of inside knowledge going back to the old building. You know, when you walk past somebody who you've worked with for 20 years down the hall, and you give them that look, and they're like, you know, they roll their eyes, and you know what they're talking about, or something happens. Herb and I had kind of that relationship because we knew. There was a point when I started WSB that it wasn't the ratings generating powerhouse that it is now.
It's a whole different station.
We had a more contemporary music station that was ruling over everybody. And all that changed about the same time that I started and Herb started. In fact, we probably changed the whole thing ourselves personally, single-handedly. So we always had that look of, this is how they used to do it, and look what was happening now.
So you at one time did the Jay Black job on Atlanta's Morning News, right? So you ran the board.
We actually had a sports guy, though.
Yeah, so we had a lot of things that we don't have anymore. Was Herb in the chopper then, back when you were doing the Morning News?
He was. When the Morning News started, Slade came out of the chopper to start the Morning News, and then Captain Herb went into the helicopter to do traffic.
So. Yeah.
That was the first Gulf War.
And that's right, back in 91. And I remember, and I still hold this to this day, because Herb says, listen, because when I started at WSB Radio in 97, I wanted to do sports. I'd never done traffic. I didn't do sports either, but I wanted to do sports. And Herb said to me, listen, if you can do traffic, you can do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, look at Slade. Like, Slade, because the traffic muscle that you use on radio there's no script. You know, it's everything.
Exactly.
There's no teleprompter. There's no script. It's off the top of your head, much like calling a baseball game play by play or doing breaking news. You know, I have the ability now to talk about anything without any notes, without any scripts. And that's basically
without any knowledge.
Without any knowledge. Exactly. Right.
You do a very good job of that.
Yeah. Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. So it's funny that you said that because Slade, that's right. Slade went from the chopper to hosting Atlanta's Morning News, and then Herb took over for Slade in the chopper.
Pretty seamlessly, except when you had Slade in the chopper,
you could get him to play he'd take a saxophone in the helicopter with him, and he would play saxophone.
That's unbelievable.
30 times a year you could get him to play.
We don't have time to do that anymore in the morning news. No. Smilin's not playing the harmonica in the chopper. Dave Baker joining us on the Mark Arum Show. Dave Baker's Home Fix It Show, heard every
Saturday morning, 9 to noon, right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Longest running show on WSB radio, aside from the morning news maybe.
Might be the longest running show in Atlanta, current.
I think you're right. It's amazing. It's amazing what you do. And let me ask you a serious question. You talk about me talking about things I don't know. You have to have built up an amazing encyclopedic knowledge of home fix-it stuff, right? Like, you're not a home fit. You're not a guy that people would hire, but you know about everything when it comes to
your home. I was not a builder
home.
When I started the show. Yeah, exactly. Much like Clark Howard, who was not a cheapskate when he started his show, but he's learned so much through the years by repetition and other people doing wrong.
What's the biggest number one thing that people do wrong when it comes to home repair or home issues, or what is the number one reason people call the Home Fix It Show on WSB every weekend? What are the big problems people have?
My number one topic is plumbing. Yeah. Whenever I have plumbing, whenever I talk plumbing, it's call after call after call after call, people plumbing. Plumbing's also one of the things you can do by yourself around your house with limited knowledge.
Sure.
You could change your own toilet, for example, or mm-hmm. your faucet. Well, maybe you can, but you could talk about it without stuttering and stammering like I am. But probably the most important thing that people aren't doing to their home is encapsulating their crawl space, keeping the moisture out, and insulating the crawl in your attic. That's probably the whole water, breathing clean air in your house is probably the thing that they don't do that they should do, and I don't think they do it because they see price tags.
Yeah,
when it's really a money saving, health saving issue down the line.
And it's if they're not seeing water on the floor, or there's got to be a big telltale sign for someone. I'm that way. I need to see damage before I start spending money to fix
it. I'm that way too. But if you stick your head in a crawl space, if you have a crawl space and you smell musty, moldy air, that's what's going up into your house. That's what you're breathing. That's ruining your furniture. That's ruining your floors all the way up. It goes all the way up through the attic. So, that's probably the number one thing that people aren't paying attention to.
One of my favorite memories here at WSB Radio, I've got a ton of them, involves you. Years ago, it's probably 12, 13 years ago, you needed a Saturday off for some reason. You're going to Iowa for something. You said, Arum, can you fill in for me the Home Fix It Show? I was like, absolutely. I'm honored. I don't know anything I don't know anything about Home Fix It.
You fit right in there.
Yeah, but we had guests, and I just wanted to be the host. And this one woman called, and she was having a septic tank issue, and her yard was soggy and messy,
nice.
And she was having a hard time. And I didn't have a plumbing expert with me there. I just had a roof guy and whatever.
Yeah.
So I offered advice. I said, well, ma'am, how old are you? She says, I'm 96. I'm like, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about getting it fixed. 96, it'll take care of itself. And that was the last time I was asked, because I basically said, you're going to die soon, lady.
I think about that a lot, when you get the older generation, they're 85 years old. Do I need a new furnace? How old's your furnace? 10 years old?
No, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
It'll outride you, so you're okay.
I'll tell you one thing Dave Baker taught me years ago, and it stuck with me to this day, because I used to be guilty of this. I used to call it a hot water heater.
Hot water heater.
And that's got to be a big pet peeve of yours, because you told me to never say that again.
I used to correct every single person, every single time.
Yeah.
They would say hot water heater. I'd say, nope, it's just a water heater. Hot water doesn't need to be heated. It's just a water heater. But now I'm being overwhelmed. It's like the big tsunami coming over me of hot water heaters. So it's
kind of like Skip Carey and the infield fly rule.
Yeah,
people used to call
it.
Are you still involved with the Braves up at SunTrust Park?
I am. I do some games on Fox TV.
Nice.
I've gotten the Mark Arum TV role, but I didn't get the upstairs gig.
Understood.
It's only one shift.
What are your thoughts of the new ballpark as we enter the second year?
For me personally,
yeah.
I don't like it, because everything that I need to do in the park has gotten smaller or further away.
Yeah.
Fan-wise, it's a lot better, I think.
It's a better fan experience.
Yeah. The only thing that bothers me about it, there's the battery, there's hotels, there's bars, there's a restaurant, there's a movie theater, there's all this. And, over there, there's a ball game going on.
That's the one issue I have.
It's kind of an afterthought up there.
It's like they put a ballpark inside of Atlantic Station. It's like you've got all these things going on. And then there's a baseball game also.
In case you want to, you know, stick your nose over there, or go over to the big screen. There's also a ball game going on over there. But kudos to them for raking in the bucks and finding a new way to do it.
There you go. Dave Baker, always a pleasure. Tell the folks your website and the newsletter. The newsletter is key. People need to sign up for that puppy.
The website is key.
Oh, the website.
Well, they're both key, okay. Actually. You know, the website, the homefixitpage.com. It's full of my experts and people I trust there. There's blogs there. You can write questions there. I'll try and answer the questions there. You can listen to previous shows there. Do you have podcasting?
I do.
Oh, see?
And soon there'll be podcasts on your page, too, I've been told.
Nice. So you can go to my page and listen to the Mark Arum Show.
Exactly.
And you can also sign up for the newsletter there, the Home Fix It Show newsletter, which comes out once a month.
You're a legend, Dave Baker.
You're a legend, Mark Arum. You're a Hall of Famer. I'm just a grump.
Bow down to me.
I'm sitting. If people can't see in the studio here, but my chair is at least 3 feet lower than Mark's chair.
Because he's 6'7", and I'm 5'11 and a half. We'll listen to you Saturday morning, buddy. Appreciate it.
I love your ties on TV.
Well, Dave Baker was just talking about Scott Slade, formerly in the Chopper, now host of Atlanta's Morning News. Mm-hmm. Captain Herb took over Chopper duties when Slade came down to land and host the Atlanta Morning News program.
Always considered myself to be Herb's warm-up act.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Mr. Slade, good to see you on the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just great. In fact, we were delivering biscuits today, the biscuit break, to a construction site in West Atlanta for the Atlanta watershed, Cook Park. It's a big project they're doing for flood control. And they're going to make it a beautiful area for people to play in. And one of the gentlemen there said, you ever get tired of doing traffic?
No kidding.
And I said, no, I don't. I said, but, you know, I've been out of the chopper since 1991. And isn't it funny how they connect like that?
Yeah.
Because he knew exactly who Captain Herb was.
Sure.
You know, but still, it all kind of runs together in people's minds. It's all public service. And P.S., public service was Captain Herb's middle name.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Captain Public Service, Herb Public Service Emery.
Well, we lost him 4 years ago yesterday.
Yeah.
And you worked for Herb, as long as anybody in the building.
Yeah.
Just
he always was who he was. This wasn't an act.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. You know, the big filling up the room when he walked in the room. That was Herb.
Yeah.
He could not talk softly.
Yeah. He was a.
Don't ask Herb to tell you a secret because everybody's going to know.
He was a personality. I mean, and it's.
To the core.
Yeah.
Yeah, to the core. And, you know, indelible personalities like that, you're lucky to meet a handful in a lifetime. And they are more than caricatures, they're characters. And character was another thing you have to attribute to Herb. The wonderful things he did for people and never asked for credit. It's another reason we still miss him.
Yeah. And as a former traffic guy, some people think you're still doing traffic. You know, he brought a combination of humor, of knowledge, of expertise, but also, you know, he was an extra reporter for the morning news. You
yes.
know, we had Richard Sangster out in the streets, but if there was breaking news, Herb was there first in the chopper.
Yeah, contacts, man. I mean, there are lots of people who would talk to Herb but wouldn't talk to anybody else because they trusted him, especially in law enforcement, in engineering, in traffic management. And Herb got it. He understood yeah. it. He could get Russell McMurray, the Department of Transportation Commissioner, on the phone mm-hmm. if he needed to ask a question because they knew Herb would treat them right and would get the story right. I think you're exactly right about that. I mean, he transcended all that, and he got the story. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Herb got the story.
You need to go to sleep because tomorrow, next week is going to be a big week on Atlanta's Morning News because you know we've got so much stuff in the news. So
yeah,
get some rest. 4:30 a.m. kickoff Monday morning.
There we are, buddy. Good to see you.
You too. Have a good weekend, Scott.
You too.
Big thanks to Scott Slade, Dave Baker for joining us on the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Coming up next hour, again, we are going to replay yesterday's first hour as we remembered Captain Herb Emery. I would love for you to share your Captain Herb memories with me on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram at Mark Arum. It's just gone too soon. What a great guy. Can't get enough of Captain Herb. Hang tight. We'll be right back. News, weather, and traffic coming up shortly. This is the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. All right, welcome back. Mark Arum Show with you on a Friday Eve. Coming up after news, weather, and traffic, a rebroadcast of yesterday's hour of the program where we remembered Captain Herb Emery, the legend, our friend, coworker, and just a superb dude who left us too soon 4 years ago yesterday. So if you missed yesterday's show, some great stuff, some great Captain Herb audio that we pulled from the vaults. It's going to be good stuff. So hang tight after that. We will continue to remember Captain Herb. You can get in contact with me on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and Instagram Mark Arum. And it's a sad couple of days here at WSB Radio, and I'm sure it is for you, the listeners, as well. Miss hearing his voice every morning, every afternoon, and I miss my friend. I'm not going to lie to you. I miss my friend. All right, so after that, it'll be the Sean Hannity at 9 o'clock. Next week, we've got a full slate of shows. Loti will be back. Longoria is still here because he is stoic as ever. So we've got fun stuff planned next week, including Little Sanjay, Johnny Kilbasa with a Fast Food Review, and the ever-popular Millennial Match Game. Again, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. News, weather, and traffic next Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.